You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix. Welcome in to a pregame edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. Happy opening day to you all. Of course, I am occasionally known as the mayor of opening day, Derek Montilla. This man next to me, of course, is always known as my vice mayor and your thunderstick, the one and only Jesse Friedman. We hope you guys are having a wonderful opening day, and I hope you guys like that new theme music because, of course, that's all Jesse's vibe. That was 100% Jesse's vibe. But opening day is here. Can you believe it?
More excitement than I thought.
More excitement than I thought we would have.
We have talked about changing our music on this show for a pretty long time at this point, because the music that we've been using is the exact same from day one of this show in 2021.
We started talking about changing it on day two, I think.
Never necessarily loved it, but it's one of those things where you just, it just kind of happened.
And it just became part of us.
Now we have new music, and it is better, Derek. It is much better.
It is much better, and I'm very excited for it to be opening day. Of course, what's your favorite part about opening day? I know we kind of talked about like what we were looking forward to and stuff, but like you go out there today and you get to just spend the entire day, you know, at the ballpark. What's your favorite part?
It's the brisket before the game, right?
I have in
the press
well.
Box.
Yes,
and that's
the correct answer.
The opening day cake that we all get to partake in.
That is the right answer as well. This is like the best day. You said it right. This is like reporting on the World Series again. This is like doing a show about the World Series again. If it's just for anything more than one day, I think every team in baseball has some hope today. I mean, except the Rockies. And I think every team in baseball is looking forward to what this season can hold for them. And I think that's the most exciting part about it. It's the beginning of something new, fresh. And here we are. But the Diamondbacks have more to be excited about. This team, especially with the news this week with Montgomery being part of the roster now, it just you can't help but, feel like this is going to be a very special season. And today is day one of that season.
It really does. We were talking about this before the show. It really does feel like today is a really important game. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the nature of opening day where I think every fan base is going to read a ton into what happens today, even if in the grand scheme of things, it's just one of 162.
Right.
Today doesn't count any more than any of the other days. But I mean, this is a particularly special day for the Diamondbacks. They're presumably going to be unveiling a NL pennant banner prior to the start
of
this game.
That is correct.
Which is a pretty big deal. And it's the first time that fans have been able to see this team in a game that actually counts since game five of the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Which still only feels like it was about 2 weeks ago.
I know.
The offseason really flew by. It was pretty short. But tonight's game is just going to be, it's just going to be a fun time for fans to get back out to the stadium and watch a baseball team that I think a lot of people really fell in love with in the second half of last year.
Well, we, of course, are sponsored today by our friends over at Factor Meal Kit, and we are getting ready to talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks opening day roster, and I am excited. Of course, head to factormealkits.com/phnxdbacks50 and use code phnxdbacks50 to get 50% off. And Jesse, I received my Factor meal kit. It was absolutely fire, and I'm already feeling better about I guess my me feeding me, which I did.
You're like actually eating.
Eating food now. Yeah, I'm not just waiting until I get to the ballpark and then determining once I'm there that the food is entirely too expensive. So big thank you to Factor for powering me on this day. And also, of course, shout out to our friends over at Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union is now been named by the numbers presented, now been named Arizona's number one credit union, named by Forbes. And of course, like I've said before, Desert Financial Credit Union got me started on my home ownership journey. They can get you started as well. And Jesse, we have some exciting roster news, because not only did we find out today that Blaze Alexander basically grabbed that final roster spot, but he is in fact in the starting lineup as the designated hitter for the Arizona Diamondbacks on opening day.
This was a gutsy move from the Diamondbacks, right? I mean, Blaze Alexander, this move kind of reminds me of what they did toward the end of last year when they brought up Jordan Lawler and decided to move on from Nick Ahmed, right? They're trying to put out the best lineup that they possibly can. I kind of expected Jock Peterson to be in the lineup, even though there was a lefty on the mound.
Right.
Just sort of like, I don't know, like kind of out of respect for him as a veteran, in a sense, giving him the opening day start. Obviously, Randall Grichuk, who we would normally expect to start, to be in there as the DH against lefties. He is starting the season on the injured list, so he's not an option. I kind of figured they'd go to Jock Peterson. But yeah, Blaze Alexander, not only does he make the team after hitting 400 in spring training, but the Diamondbacks are giving him an opportunity here on opening day. This is going to be a pretty fantastic day in the Alexander household.
The Arizona Diamondbacks posted a fairly incredible video of Blaze going into Torrey's office and receiving that information. So if you get a chance to watch that, make sure not to miss that. Of course, we also have the fact that we are going to get the conclusion, right, to Snakes Alive. Is that today, tomorrow? When do we get the final episode?
I don't know what their plan is.
I thought we were supposed to get that yesterday.
Yeah, I need to see it. I think they like skipped a day at some point. It seemed like they were doing it every other, and so it was going to be episode 5 was going to be on Wednesday, we got episode 4 on Wednesday, so maybe they do it at the ballpark and then like stream it on YouTube for people who aren't at the stadium. I don't know exactly what their plan is, but episode 4 was very, very good, so for people who have not seen that, definitely worth a watch for sure.
Opening day roster consists of infielders Blaze Alexander, Ketel Marte, Geraldo Perdomo, Jace Peterson, Eugenio Suarez, and Christian Walker. Outfielders Corbin Carroll, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Jake McCarthy, Jock Peterson, Alec Thomas. Any surprises there with any of those guys? I mean, I know injuries pushed us in this direction. Of course, Paul Sewald, Erod, and Grichuk are all on the roster, but they are all on the 15-day IL. I thought that maybe Paul Sewald might have started, you know, maybe have been on the longer term, but I do know that Torrey brought up how well-conditioned he is and how they expect him to be ahead of the normal schedule for recovering from this injury. But any surprises at all?
You are able to the injured list assignments are all retroactive to the 25th. So you do have a few days built in there. But yeah, I didn't expect that UX put Sewald on the 60 day. I think it is possible that he does miss 60 days. That's maybe our baseline expectation, but you'd hate for him to be on the 60-day IL
and be ready early,
and you can't actually activate him yet. So, yeah, no surprises the way that they handled the IL stints. No surprises that Jake McCarthy made this team. I think that was something we expected, knowing that Randall Grichuk wasn't going to be ready out of the gate. The D-backs would want some outfield depth, and it'll be interesting to see how they use McCarthy. It'll also be interesting to see how they use Blaze Alexander. Does he become sort of the Randall Grichuk while Randall Grichuk is hurt? And, you know, once Randall Grichuk returns, which I don't think is going to take very long, how does Blaze Alexander get opportunities there? Are the Diamondbacks willing to have him start against lefties at shortstop once Grichuk is back? Are they willing to just have Perdomo be kind of the strong side of that platoon? That'll be really interesting to see.
Do you not think that perhaps how he performs will play a big role into that? I mean, if he's...
Yeah, probably.
If he can carry over with the success he's had from spring, I can't see them, going, all right, Blaze, we need to... we need to sit you. You know, like, I think that's the reason why they're perhaps going with him today as a designated hitter, like just trying to ride that hot hand a little bit. And again, sure, spring training tends to mean nothing. I know you'll be the first one to bring up, you know, certain guys from last season, right? But I will say that I am looking very, very forward to Blaze at least getting an opportunity. I think that's the important part here.
Yeah,
you have seen this guy already have success in AAA, and there's almost nothing left for you to see from him there at this point. It's an unfortunate situation when you have such an exciting young player who also plays a position that you're, you know, some of your most exciting players play right now. You know, you're not replacing any of those guys, but we do know Torrey likes to have that versatile lineup. We know he likes to let guys rest and sit guys and you know, let other guys play. Blaze might end up being that, you know, crazy utility player that Torrey finds, you know, opportunities for, especially with the DH and, you know, certain matchups and such. But the other side of this obviously is Emmanuel Rivera was DFA'd by the team, and that sucks considering how many great moments we had with Weestanuel last year.
Right.
I hope he gets an opportunity somewhere else, because he's one of those guys that is a surprisingly good baseball player at times, and I think he could definitely, you know, get back to where he was last year for the Diamondbacks with another team.
Yeah, I think there's going to be demand for him. I don't expect the Diamondbacks to be able to get him through waivers, so we'll see how that unfolds in the next few days. I think one big advantage of having Blaze on this team is that the Diamondbacks have a true shortstop behind Geraldo Perdomo.
Yeah.
If they had gone the Jace Peterson, Emmanuel Rivera route, I think they felt some level of confidence in those guys defensively at short, but Blaze Alexander is someone you can really feel confident in as a shortstop. You know, I mean, that really has been his primary position coming all the way up. And he was an 11th round draft pick out of high school. Like, this is not, you know, a first or second round pick. This is a guy who's really had to work for it over the years. He's made steady progress since being drafted back in, I think it was 2018. So this has been a long time coming for Blaze, and, you know, good on him for getting to this moment. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think if he comes out and performs well, that might put some pressure on the D-backs to make sure that he's in there on a, you know, semi-regular basis.
Well, we know we're going to talk about the pitching matchups here in a minute, but we knew based on today's pitching matchup that we might not see Jock in the lineup. And I kind of agreed with what you had said earlier before we had a chance to see today's starting lineup. It felt like even though it wasn't the best matchup for him, that we would still maybe see Jock just out of respect for Jock on opening day. I do think, though, that, you know, again, this is what this team is, right? I imagine that, you know, whatever Torrey Lovullo is asking of these guys, they are willing to accept that role, and Jock knows he's going to get plenty of at-bats. It has to be a little bit disappointing that you're not in the lineup on opening day, but you also have to understand it based on, you know, Kyle Freeland being on the opposing mound.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the D-backs are in a situation where, despite the additions that they've made, and they obviously had an extraordinary offseason, talked a lot about that, they're still in a position where they need to go out and win every single game that they possibly can, right? Mm-hmm. I tweeted it out yesterday. I think Baseball Prospectus had the team projected for around 84 wins. And with the Montgomery signing, that goes up to 87, which is a pretty big upgrade. It's a bigger upgrade than Fangraphs had, like a one-win difference for some reason. But even at 87 wins, like, if that's the baseline for this Diamondbacks team, there are still seasons where 87 doesn't get you in the playoffs, mm-hmm. right? So this is a team that is still in a position to have to try to optimize their lineup as much as they can every single day. And so I think that might be why you're not seeing Jock in there today. The D-backs know that on paper, Jock Peterson has not hit lefties very well in recent years, nor has he really ever hit lefties all that well consistently. The Giants didn't hit him all that much against lefties last year. And obviously, we don't know what Blaze Alexander is going to be at the major league level. I still think that's a question. He's you know, certainly not a sure thing, but you might as well give him a shot. I mean, on paper, it's a good matchup. He hit lefties really well in Reno last year. So give him an opportunity and see what he can do with it.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. And I'm excited for it because I'm a huge Blaze Alexander fan. I think that he has all the potential in the world. And I cannot wait to see, you know, given the opportunity, how well he does. That's the one thing about young Diamondbacks players is we've kind of gotten spoiled on the fact that these guys do tend to come up and kind of be hot out of the gate. And I mean, that even, you know, that even goes for Emmanuel Rivera when he first got here, right?
He was really good at the beginning of last year.
Like there was a lot of questions we had by, you know, why were the Diamondbacks able to pick this guy up? And you could say that about a few guys. Obviously, Ryan Thompson is one of those guys that we still question. Like, how did we end up with this wonderful man from, you know, from the Tampa Bay Rays? But sometimes that's just the way things work out. Of course, we appreciate every single one of you for being here in the PHNX Sports YouTube channel right now. If you guys haven't subscribed to the channel yet, make sure to do so now. Sign up for notifications. That way you don't miss whenever any of our wonderful shows go live. And of course, drop us a like. We always appreciate that. You know, Gabby loves that. Of course, if you're listening on the audio podcasting side, make sure you are subscribed over there. Leave us a review. We always appreciate that, those reviews. And of course, you know, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. We appreciate that more. Also, if you haven't signed up for a diehard membership yet, now is the best time of the year. Of course, you get all sorts of wonderful benefits, including discounts on events like our upcoming pool party at Chase Field on July 31st. There are still tickets available for that. Of course, you also get your free t-shirt from the phnxlocker.com, discounts with our partners, and so much more, including our exclusive content just for you, our diehards. We have a little bit of an advantage here today when it comes to the pitching matchup. And let's take a look at what both of these teams have to offer today. Oh, that's beautiful. Arizona Diamondbacks, of course, going with our guy Zach Gallen. And of course, for the Rockies, Kyle Freeland. There are their 2023 stats, 17-9 record for Gallen, 3.47 ERA, 1.12 whip, and 220 strikeouts, while Freeland is 6-14 with a 5.03 ERA, 1.47 whip, and 94 strikeouts. Quite possibly the most lopsided matchup on opening day, would you say?
I think that's probably a reasonable assessment. I will say that I think Kyle Freeland is a better pitcher than people probably think he is.
Yeah.
Even, you know, last year with these numbers at a 5.03 ERA, he still had a 100 ERA plus. Mm-hmm. So because he pitches in Coors Field, a 5.03 ERA is actually considered league average, you know, based on where he pitched last year. So
that's kind of true.
So yeah, he's better than people think. I mean, in 2018, Kyle Freeland had a 2.85 ERA. Pitching in Coors Field and finished fourth in Cy Young voting. Obviously, he hasn't been that same pitcher the last few years, but he did have a good spring training. Kyle Freeland saw a pretty significant uptick in velocity in spring training. He was in the upper 80s with his fastball last year. This spring, he was in the 92 to 94 range. So I think you're going to see someone who's probably a little bit better than the Kyle Freeland that you're used to seeing, but yeah, it's hard not to look at this and be like, yeah, advantage Diamondbacks.
Well, especially with Zach Gallen at home. Let's not forget about Zach Gallen's home road splits from last year, right? Sure. Zach Gallen at home was 12-3 with a 2.47 ERA in 16 games, 102 innings pitched. He gave up 7 home runs, Jesse, in 16 starts. 7 home runs in 16 starts, 120 strikeouts, and a 1.029 whip. Very impressive at home last year, so much so it kind of became the object of our ridicule a bit and joking. Like, you just knew if it was an early game on the road, just hammer, you know, the negative stats for Zach Gallen on whatever betting app you're using. But yeah, this is going to be a very, very interesting pitching matchup and a very great advantage for the Diamondbacks. Like, I know that it wouldn't be a colossal failure for the Diamondbacks to come out on opening day and lose. There's 161 more of these.
Yeah, but that's fair.
But
people aren't going to feel that way today, though.
Right. People are not going to feel that way. And honestly, with the excitement about this team right now, there is no way people wouldn't, you know, see that as a gigantic problem, even though the true reinforcements are still on the way to assist this team. This is still like a team that's at probably 80% right now, or maybe even 75%, until they get obviously their new addition of Jordan Montgomery and E-Rod back and you know, even Randall Grichuk. So this is going to be still an important win. It's an important step in the right direction. It's, you know, against a division opponent that should be, you know, at the bottom of the division by the end of the year and will be most likely. It's very important for them to get a good start.
Did you just call this a win already?
Did I call it a win?
You said the word win. Maybe you didn't actually say they were going to win.
I was babbling and threw a win in there.
This would be a good win. Maybe you said something like that.
Yeah.
Last time Zach Gallen pitched in a game that actually mattered, it was game 5 of the World Series. And Zach Gallen pitched pretty well in that game. The Diamondbacks did not win that game, but Zach Gallen had a no-hitter going after six innings, I think, through six innings completely. He came back out for the seventh and, you know, wound up giving up a run. It was a tough game all the way around for the D-backs. Offensively, they just couldn't buy an important hit. But that was the last game that the D-backs played the counted. And Gallen was very, very good and rose to the occasion in front of, you know, the home crowd. So this is big for him, you know, coming off of that run. I know his season didn't end the way that he wanted it to. He wasn't as good in the playoffs as he would have liked to be. He wasn't as good down the stretch as I'm sure he would have liked to be. But yeah, this is a new beginning, right? Opening day of 2024. So we'll see what he has in store for us today.
Diamondbacks have an excellent opportunity here to get a jump on the season with this four-game series against the Rockies. The rest of the month does get tough, including the Yankees coming to town in the next series after this. But let's take a look ahead at the probables for this series, because the Diamondbacks seem like they're in a good position here. We got Merrill Kelly going in game two against Cal Quantrill. We got Tommy Henry in game three and Brandon Pfaadt in game four. And I mean, not only is this graphic beautiful, but things are looking very good for the Diamondbacks as far as at least getting off to a good start here to begin the season.
And the graphics team did a bang up job.
Yeah, these guys. Oh my God, they're just amazing. This is Fage, is what this is right here.
Is he the third best Jacob Franklin now?
He might be moving up the list. But remember, he has to kill the other Jacob Franklin. It's very complicated. I don't like to get into it. It gets kind of dark. It's a whole Highlander situation. But yeah, I mean, the Diamondbacks, again, this is, you know, without Jordan Montgomery coming back, I still like the Diamondbacks' chances here with Tommy Henry and Ryan Nelson in the starting rotation right now. It's not ideal, but, you know, again, that looks like E-Rod, based on the updates that we got, isn't too far off from getting back to being available for this team. And I think things hopefully will start off well. Hopefully these guys can hold down the fort until those reinforcements come through.
What do the Diamondbacks have to do in this series for you to feel good about it? Three out of four. Okay.
I mean, I think splitting the series is fine and it's acceptable. You're not gonna panic about it, but
well, you probably will panic.
I panic about everything, Jesse. I panicked about driving over here today, so that's a whole other thing. I will say that winning the series is very important, just like I think winning today is important. None of it's the end of the world. It's just going forward, you have a very tough month, and you really want to make sure that, especially when you have the opportunity to beat teams like this and, you know, send your confidence soaring early, much like we saw last, you know, April, that, you know, you got to do it against the teams you know you can beat.
Yeah, I feel like opening day just kind of sets the tone for the season in a way. It kind of sets the vibe for the season. Like, I remember, I think I attended the 2017 opening day game against the Giants at Chase Field. And it was a game that the D-backs, I don't think, were winning throughout most of it. It was a Bumgarner-Greinke matchup. This is back when Bumgarner was very, very good and still doing his thing for the Giants. And Chris Owings, you know, brought the Diamondbacks back at the very end of that game. Mark Melancon was pitching for the Giants, blew the save. And it just kind of set the tone for the season. Yeah. It was like a dramatic comeback win. Yeah. It got a lot of people excited. And the D-backs went on to have a really good 2017 season where they made the playoffs and won over 90 games. So there's something to be said for just the vibes of day one and how the game goes.
Well, I'm going
to
help with those vibes because I'm giving you my parlay for today's game. Let's take a look at what I have going on over at BetMGM. I went with a six-leg same-game parlay, Jesse. I took
six legs.
Some would call this a bit of a coward's parlay. I don't, because if it wins me money, it wins me money.
I was pretty good in the playoffs.
I went with the Diamondbacks here, covering the spread at pretty much, it's always a run and a half. But got players, batters struck out by Zach Gallen over six. I have Corbin Carroll, one plus total base. That's a safe one. Ketel Marte, one plus total base. They're going to get on base. Walk, hit, it doesn't matter. You know Corbin Carroll. That's the one that really kind of ups the ante there for the value on this one, is that Corbin Carroll stolen base. I mean, Corbin Carroll steals bases effortlessly. And when you talk about setting the tone for the season, I think the Diamondbacks are going to come out hot, pushing the action on the base path. And I think we're going to get that stolen base from Corbin Carroll. That seems like a no doubter to me. The one that Dame and I don't agree with is the total runs. I went under 9. I went at 8.5 because I think Zach Gallen's very good. I think he's going to limit runs here.
Zach Gallen's throwing a perfect game, and I think the Diamondbacks are scoring 20 runs.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's way more realistic than what I was thinking, way for more sure. Realistic. But I went with under on that one. You can do what you want over there. Make sure to use code PHNX when you sign up at the BetMGM Sportsbook app. And that's all we got. We're going to go watch some baseball. We cannot wait to be back here after the game to cover, hopefully, a win with you guys. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at @JesseNFriedman. Our show, wait, I was going to blow past you. This man over here deserves all of his credit because he's the people's producer. It's Damon Dog. He is at Damon Dog, D-A-W-G. And of course, we are Damon's Dogs.
Bark.
Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We thank you guys so much for stopping by. We will see you in a little bit. And in the meantime, remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun on opening day.